Great to have a cordial to wrap up our year with Annie Murray. Annie leads the New Zealand Film Commission and driving its operational delivery, strategic vision and the like. She's been involved in this space for a long time as a former head of programming of Sky Originals and was also head of external programming at Māori Television. Plus, she loves going to the movies and eating popcorn, I'm assuming. Hey, Annie, tēnā koe, it's me, Dale. Kia ora, it's great to talk with you.
Kia ora, Dale.
Do you think the popcorn is getting just a little outrageously big in cinemas, Annie?
Oh, and it's, look,
and it's
like
deadly expensive too.
Well, yes, but, you know, everything's expensive, so it's worth it, I reckon, just to get a good night out and a great movie.
Tēnā koe. Have you ever smuggled any lollies from a supermarket into the movies yourself, Annie?
Oh, that would be giving away a secret, Dale. Have you?
Well, look, if you're taking in a bunch of mokopuna, and I'm likely to because SpongeBob SquarePants movie is coming out on Boxing Day,
yes.
You know, then it can be, it can cost more for the treats and sweets than it did for the tickets. But
yeah,
anyway,
we'll leave
that quietly sitting there. But anyway, we don't want those people who collect your tickets checking your backpacks for squelchy sounds.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, we'll keep that a secret.
Yeah, okay then, thank you. Annie is the Film Commission CEO. Hey, Annie, just before we talk about movies, can we talk about you for a bit? Where are your whakapapa lines? Because a lot of people might not recognise that we have a wahine Māori in one of these prominent and important positions. Tēnā koe, where are you from, Annie?
No hea koe. Okay, ko tarawere te maunga, ko tarawere te moana, ko hene mihi, te tūpuna whare, ko tūhaurangi te iwi, ko te arawa te waka.
Wow, hey, beautiful hene mihi. Hey, I read a book about it called The House with the Golden Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fascinating kōrero. You should delve into it one day, Ahoma, and read all about right. that story of that beautiful whare. Thank you. How long have you been the Film Commission CEO now, Annie?
2.5 years.
Okay. We're sort of doing a reflection, I guess, at this time of the year, and just looking back on the highs and some of the challenges, the ongoing challenges in the filmmaking sector. But suffice to say that it's an important vehicle for our global recognition as a nation. And as Māori, we've been very proud of our contribution too with Māori storytelling through film. I wonder if you might just pick the ball up and reflect back on this year past, some of the pieces in production, some that debuted, and many, I guess, who are still travelling the international film festival circuits. How has this past year been, Annie? What are some of the highlights from your end?
Well, I'd like to go back a bit further than just the past year, just to put it in context. Our top five films of all time. Are dominated by Māori stories. So number one is Hunt for the Wilder People. Number two is Boy. Then we've got World's Fastest Indian. We'll let them in there. Then we've got Once for Warriors. And then we've got the beautiful Te Nā. So our Pacifica cousins are in there too. So, you know, if you look at the kind of context of New Zealand film over the last 40 years, Māori stories have been really the highlights. And they are our calling card internationally. It's what we're known for. We're seen as leaders in the world of Indigenous storytelling. So not just Māori storytelling, but Indigenous storytelling. And I have to acknowledge the passing of our rangatira, Lee Tamahori, recently, who absolutely broke ground with Once for Warriors, you know, back in 1994. It's still being watched. It's still, I think, to this day on Netflix and a whole new generation. You know, my daughter's watched it with her mates. So, you know, the contribution of Māori to film in general has been immense and continues to be. The year before last, our top box office take for a New Zealand film overall was Ka Whawhai Tonu. So that was the beautiful story told by Mikey Jonathan and Tim Morrill out of Te Arawa and Tūhoe. Rewi's Last Stand, essentially, with Tim Werda Morrison starring. So that was our top film of the year. And it was all in Māori. So, you know, that tells you that not only is cultural stories resonating. They're also commercially strong, so they make money. You know, they bring people into the box office to buy their popcorn and maybe smuggle in their lollies. But they certainly, they work. They work for New Zealanders and they work around the world.
We won't mention lolly smuggling anymore. Hey, well, isn't that great? I've seen all the films that you have mentioned as well. Some might say that the Avatar films are Māori films too, because the ideas behind it seem pretty familiar. Yeah. When we look at it. Really encouraging, though, isn't it, that Mike's film was so successful last year. And I guess we look at box office takes. Sometimes we don't factor in any of the growth and confidence in various sectors of the filmmaking craft, from obviously writing, directing, producing, etc. But there's the cameras and the lights and the actors. You know, I mean, it's a huge industry and sector. We were attracting a lot of international interest as a nation for filmmaking, Lord of the Rings, etc. But I just wonder how we sit politically now. There were incentives. Are they still attractive to overseas production houses? And might we anticipate more traffic in the year or two ahead than we have in the year past?
Yeah, look, it's a really key question. Are we attractive? Well, yes, we still are. Our incentives, though, sit around the middle of the pack globally. You know, every day I open up the trades, the magazines, and read what's going on around the world. And there are some countries that are offering up to 50% cash rebates. So, you know, you come in and spend $1 million, you get half of that back in countries like Saudi Arabia and, you know, some European nations. We're not anywhere near that. We are on high budget inbound production. We call it inbound, those big international ones. They can generate a 25% cash rebate if they spend more than $20 million. So, you know, we're well down on what some territories are offering, but we have a package that is attractive. So our world-class people are a major selling point. We've got some of the best crew in the world. And whenever you talk to any of the, you know, the big wigs who come over to make their films, they love coming here because they have such fantastic crew who treat every story as if it's their own, every dollar as if it's their own. So they get fantastic value on screen. They get to work with some really cool people. And I'll tell you what the other unique thing is, and it's our taha Māori, which they absolutely love. They feel a real warmth and manaakitanga here that they don't get anywhere else. So they love working with Māori and understanding more about Māori culture. There's also the commercial things like, you know, a favourable exchange rate, a flexible labour market, all of that kind of stuff. And generally lower costs. Like, you can go to Australia, and this is the thing that's really hurting our industry at the moment, is that Aussie lifted their rebate from 16% to 30%. So they nearly doubled it. And at 30%, they're higher than us. That's their federal, their national rebate. Then on top of that, you can go to particular states and layer a state rebate on top of that. So if you go to Western Australia, for example, you're well over 40%. So Aussie is getting a lot of work, and our guys are looking across the ditch and going, why can't we be more like that? So that's the issue we've got. We've got a government that is very supportive of the sector. They've made changes in the last 6 weeks that have dialed up our settings, and those are helpful. But as you will have heard Jim Cameron, the director of Avatar, saying in the last week, it's a step in the right direction, but it's not enough. Now, the thing is, that's up to the government to decide. They make the rules, we follow them. So, you know, they'll be looking quite hard at what difference these changes we've made recently will make, and if it's enough, and we'll be revisiting those in the next 12 months, I would say.
Tēnā koe, so there are some exciting times ahead for our Māori involved in the film sector and film production. Yep. These are encouraging times, the success of Tina, for instance. Some might have said a simple idea crafted beautifully and obviously hitting the mark both here and internationally. I spoke with the writer and director some during the year, to be honest, before its release. And he's just so pleased that people have warmed to Te Ngā. But when you look at the list, we're well positioned, Māori, to contribute to filmmaking and appreciated too by those international operators who come here. When we took the time to craft a handbook, a guidebook, if you will, on Māori etiquette and tikanga in the film sector, very useful for these guys. They started to understand us even better and appreciate our ways. That was something that was very positively received. Can we touch on intellectual property here and the rise of AI and the success of our productions, and all of them sort of with a Māori storytelling heart or a Pacifica storytelling heart? How might we protect it, or are we well enough protected, to the incursions of AI, which seemingly are going to be more as we move forward?
Yeah, there are some guidelines and frameworks in place. They're voluntary. So probably the answer to your question is no, we're not well enough protected. We're also not well enough informed. You know, New Zealand ranks very low on the kind of global index of AI literacy. So that's something we need to do as a people, is to educate ourselves. One of the things that's really important to understand is there are many different types of AI. And there are, ups and downs, ins and outs with all of them. The AI that I'm really embracing at the moment is the productivity tools, the things that help you to do your mahi faster and in some cases cheaper. The Copilot, the ChatGPT, all of that stuff, which can help you to go faster. But where we get into trouble is in the generative AI space. And everybody will have heard about this generative AI. And that's where, and especially when it comes to video, so this is where film is really affected, these large language models, and there are some pretty amazing tools out there like Sora and Midjourney, which will make video for you just from a text prompt. But where that video comes from is the important thing. Those models have been trained on IP or on movies, TV programs, social media videos, anything you upload online is fair game, and they haven't necessarily, the companies making those tools haven't licensed or paid for the use of those images. So if you put in a prompt that you want to make a video about a green giant with a pretty girlfriend, you'll probably end up with something that looks a heck of a lot like Shrek and Fiona. And, you know, that is IP that does not belong to you. And it doesn't belong to the AI company that's given it to you either. So that's where the big movie companies, Universal, Disney, Paramount, and Warner's, you know, they are suing various of these AI companies to say, hey, you can't use our stuff to train your models and then give our stuff to people who aren't even necessarily paying for it. That's our IP. You need to pay for it. So there are some legal fights going on all over the world at the moment about that stuff, and they're basically unresolved. But what we're starting to see is that some of these companies are doing deals with the big AI companies. They're saying, okay, we know that you're going to use our stuff anyway, so how about we just do a bulk deal? You can use these particular titles, and they've named them, and said, you pay us $1 billion, and we'll let you use that stuff, but you use any of our other stuff and we're going to take you to court. So that's kind of where that IP debate is at the moment. Where we are in New Zealand is very far behind the eight ball, to be honest. And I think there's an opportunity here for Māori to step up and lead on this, because I've just come back from Saudi Arabia, which is a super interesting place when it comes to AI. They had their own sovereign AI company building their own Arabic large language model. So an Arabic ChatGPT.
We need that ourselves too. Sorry, I've just got to interrupt because we've got the news coming in.
Yeah.
Hey, really nice talking with you, Annie. And fascinating stuff. We don't talk about film and its production behind the scenes thing. So let's revisit this in the new year. All the best to you and your whānau across the break. Annie, and thanks again for sharing some time with us here on Wate. Mauri ora kia koe te tuhine, tēnā koe. Annie Murray with us, the CEO of the New Zealand Film Commission.